From Spark and Anvil and Newsforge, this is Tilt, in Chapter 1 of the Newsforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Tilt is a chameleon kid, skin shifting colors, in a chunky press vest, who carries a set of frame cards and a little tracker. Tilt's whole craft is bias and perspective, and their rule is, every story has a frame. Name the frame, then read. A frame, Tilt explains, is the set of choices wrapped around any story. Which words to use, what to show first, what to leave out, which picture to pick, where the headline goes, where the story sits in the paper. Most people think bias means wrong, Tilt says, like a biased story is false and an unbiased one is true. But that's not how news works. Every story has a frame, even the ones edited most carefully. The skill isn't finding a biased source and ignoring it. The skill is naming the frame first, then reading with your eyes open.
The trap, Tilt says, is only seeing frames in the stories you disagree with. A bad reader spots the frame in stories they don't like, Tilt says, and thinks their own side has no frame at all. That's mixing up frames with sides. But frames are structural. They live in every story, every source, every side. So the same questions work everywhere. This makes it sound like a crisis, not a normal day. This gives a lot of room to this person's view and leaves out that one. They chose word A, but word B would also fit. It's about how the story is built, Tilt says, not about us versus them. So name the frame in the stories you agree with, too, and read lots of sources, because each one frames it differently. A quick note, Mintforge has a character also named Tilt, who teaches about chance in games. Same name, different job. This Tilt is about news frames.
When Tilt was 12, they walked into the newsroom, where Scoop, their mentor, asked, "What is bias?" Tilt answered right away, "Every story has a frame. Name the frame, then read. It's about how stories are built." Scoop smiled. "You are appointed."
In Tilt's workshop, the frame cards were laid out. "Watch," Tilt said, holding up a card with a simple drawing of a cat. "This is our event, just a cat, but watch what the frame does." They set the cat on a board and added a crisis frame card, jagged red lines, a worried face, and a screen lit up, "Rogue feline menaces neighborhood," over a cat with glowing red eyes. "Scary words, scary picture. This frame makes the cat a monster." They swapped in a calm blue routine frame. "Local cat enjoys afternoon nap. The cat peacefully asleep." Same cat, now it's just a normal cat. Then a bright celebration frame. "Beloved pet brings joy to community." And a two angry faces controversy frame. "Cat ownership debate rages on." Same cat, same event, Tilt repeated. Four totally different stories. Then they taught the discipline as one steady habit. Know what makes a frame. Word choice, order, omission, picture, headline, placement. Name the frame first before you judge if the story is true. Compare 3 to 5 sources on the same event to see what each focuses on and drops. Remember, a frame isn't a lie. A framed story can be perfectly true. The frame just shifts the focus. And most important, check your own reading. Notice when you prefer one frame, ask why, and go find a different frame on purpose. The mistake to avoid, Tilt said, is thinking biased means false or my side has no frame. Every story has one.
So naming the frame isn't about deciding who's right, a young reporter said slowly. It's about seeing how it's made. Exactly. And then you decide, Tilt said, their skin settling into a warm, calm green. When I name a frame, the story stops pulling me around. I feel steady, curious instead of angry. And the young reporter tried it on a story that had had them worked up moments before, named its frame out loud, and felt the tug loosen. The hot, yanked around feeling gave way to a calm, clear-eyed, I'm in charge of what I feel steadiness. That calm, steady, reading with my own eyes open feeling, braver than being pulled around by a headline, was to Tilt exactly what naming the frame is for.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Tilt. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.